Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. We are so excited to see you guys.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. It's so great to have you, and we have a great show for you. Today's topic is mystery.
And the title is The Monster. The Monster. Peter, are you afraid of monsters?
No. Okay, maybe a little bit.
You seem scared, but only a little bit. Peter, I think you are very brave, but monsters might be real. In today's show, Mr. E goes to his niece's house to try to solve a mystery about a monster. Do you remember what a mystery is?
Well, that is when something happens, but you don't know why.
That's right. And Mr. E solves mysteries. He is very good at it, too. I wonder what will happen on today's mystery show.
Well, Mr. E's niece sees something or someone. We just don't know who it is, but we will find out soon.
Whatever the problem is, I'm sure Mr. E can find the answer. Maybe you can solve the mystery in today's show, too. But first, let's go to Christina. We need to learn our keywords.
Hello, 今天又到了E先生办案的时间了。今天E先生的侄女打电话来说看到外面有一个怪物 ,monster. She saw a monster outside her apartment. 她真是害怕极了。She is scared.形容词 scared 表示感到害怕的。E先生赶到侄女家后真的看到一个巨大的黑影，它看起来不像人类。It doesn't look human. 形容词 human 就是人类的。当那个怪物靠近的时候， E 先生发现它穿着鞋子。The monster is wearing shoes. 鞋子就是 shoe. 它不但穿着鞋，身上还盖着床单。床单就是 sheet.It is covered with a sheet. Cover 是覆盖的意思。不但如此，看起来床单一直要掉下来的样子。动词 fall 就是掉落或落下的意思。The sheets keep falling down. 所以这到底是怎么一回事呢？我们一起来看看吧。
It is 8 p.m. My niece calls.She says there is a monster outside her apartment. I don't believe her. She watches too many scary movies. But I walk to her house on foot. I get to my niece's door, and she opens it. She is scared.
Uncle E, thank you for coming,
she says.
Where did you see the monster?
I ask her.
Mr. E got a phone call. It was his niece. She told Mr. E that there is a monster outside her apartment. A monster? Oh no! We see monsters in movies sometimes. They are strange-looking creatures, and they are usually very bad.
As far as I know, monsters are not real.They are only in movies and books. Do you guys know the movie Godzilla? Godzilla is a big monster. He looks like a giant lizard. And he's taller than most buildings. Maybe that's in the back of the house today.
Maybe. Oh my. Godzilla was a great movie. But Mr. E doesn't believe there is a monster outside his niece's apartment building.But he still goes over to find out what or who it was.
Well, he walks to her house on foot. Let's learn more about this sentence with Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends! It's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Well, today, we're going to specifically focus on using the words on foot.I walk to place on foot. So you could say, I walk to the park on foot, or I go to school on foot. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. When we use these words on foot, it just means to walk there, using our feet. Here's an example sentence. I walk to the car shop on foot.
I walk to work on foot every day. If you walk on foot every day, you are getting good exercise. Friends, try making a sentence by yourself using today's grammar point.
So Mr. E arrives at his niece's house. She opens the door and she looks scared. Let's learn more about this word scared with Christina.
医先生的心里其实并不相信真的有怪物。 她觉得她的侄女一定是恐怖电影看太多了。She
watches too many scary movies.
在这个句子里的scary是形容词恐怖、可怕的、骇人的。你可以说 He likes scary stories. 或者 It was a dark and scary night. 接下来医先生说 She is scared. 这个scared也是形容词。 它跟scary不一样哦, 是用来形容某个人感到惊恐害怕的。 你可以说, We were scared last night. 或者, Don't be scared, 不要怕。 所以scary和scared的意思和用法都不一样, 要弄清楚哦。
Thank you, Christina. Marie, the word scared... Marie, what's wrong? You look scared.
I am scared, Peter. I see a scary-looking spider.
Oh, that's not big. That doesn't look scary.
Help me.
See, this is a very small spider. Marie, this is not scary. Don't be scared.
Peter, I'm mad at you. How could you do that to me? Friends, I think we need to go to part two.
I saw it at the back of the apartment building, but I didn't see it clearly. It was too dark.
She says,
It was big, and it was loud. It looked like a monster.
I go to the back of the building. I hear a noise. It is loud and scary. Then I see something big and dark. It doesn't look human. Is it a monster?
Ooh, this mystery is getting good. So where is this monster? Mr. E's niece says it's in the back of her apartment building. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
医先生的侄女说她是在公寓后面看到怪物的。 I saw it at the back of the apartment building. 我们来仔细看一下back这个字。 对于这个字我们最常见的可能是副词的用法, Please come back soon, 请快点回来, 或 Don't talk back, 不要回嘴。 所以副词的back是回来的意思。 不过今天说的the back of her apartment building 指的是公寓的后面, 所以在这里back是名词, 有后面的意思。 你可以说 write your name on the back of the book, 在书的背面写上你的名字。 再来看一个例子, He sat at the back of the car, 表示他坐在后座。
Thanks, Christina. So this monster is not in front of the apartment building. It's in the back of the apartment building.
Many people who live in a home have a pool in the back of their house, or they might have a garden in the back of their house.
Yeah, one of my friends had a pool in the back of his house. It was great. We went swimming all the time.
Well, what's in the back of your home or apartment building? Talk about it with a friend.
In our lesson, we learned that Mr. E's niece didn't see the monster clearly, but she did say it looked like a monster. So Mr. E goes to the back of the building, and he hears a noise. It is loud and scary.
It is loud and scary.
Peter, are you scared? I thought you weren't afraid of anything.
I'm not scared. It's loud and scary is today's
calendar phrase.
It is loud and scary.
It is loud and scary.
那又大声又可怕。
I hear something.
Yeah, it is loud and scary.
It sounds really strange.
Yeah, it is loud and scary.
It sounds like a monster.
I know, it is loud and scary.
So what is it?
It's Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Yes. When he sleeps, he's loud and scary.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
It is loud and scary.
It is loud and scary.
那又大声又可怕。
What a fun and scary calendar phrase. I think some roller coasters are loud and scary. They can make a lot of noise. And when I look at it, I get nervous.
Well, Mr. E sees something big and dark. It doesn't look human. Let's talk about this word human. People are human. Men and women, they are human.
That's right. Women and girls, we are human. Babies are also human. We all have two eyes, two arms, skin and bones. So, if Mr. E didn't see a human, then what did he see?
Whoa, if Mr. E sees something that doesn't look like a human, what could it be? Oh, this is a scary mystery.
Yes, it is. I'm getting kind of scared. I think we need to take a break. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. Peter, I think Mr. E saw a dog. Dogs can be big, loud, and scary sometimes.
I don't think it's a dog. Maybe it's someone dressed up in a costume, maybe pretending to be a monster. But then why would they be pretending to be a monster? I don't know.
I don't think so. Oh, no. Maybe she did see a monster. Let's find out. Let's go to part three right now.
The thing comes closer. Maybe my niece was right. Maybe it is a monster. I move back. Then I see something. The monster is wearing shoes, and it is speaking English.
Can you help me with this laundry?
It asks. The monster moves into the light. It is covered with a sheet.
These sheets keep falling down.
The monster says.
Mr. E sees something. He sees the monster wearing shoes. Now, we wear shoes on our feet every day. I have many shoes in my closet. I have so many that I can't even count. Right now, I'm wearing white shoes, and Peter is wearing brown shoes.
That's right. I'm wearing brown shoes. But Wait a second. This monster is wearing shoes?
Yeah, I mean, monsters do wear shoes, right? Well, we'll find out.
So what does this monster say?
Well, he says, "Can you help me with the laundry?" Wait, this monster does laundry? This mystery is getting very interesting.
A laundry monster. Well, laundry is all our clothes and towels. Those are things we need to wash, or they have been washed already. How often do you wash your laundry, Marie?
I wash my laundry almost every day because I have a lot of clothes. How about you, Peter?
Maybe once a month, you know.
Once a month? Peter, that means you have a lot of dirty clothes.
Yeah, well, I need to do laundry a little bit more often, okay?
That would be a good idea. Okay, so the monster moves into the light, and it is covered with a sheet. Okay, wait. So this monster is loud, speaks English, does laundry, and has a sheet on his head?
Maybe he learns his English by watching Let's Talk in English?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like this monster.
Well, anyway, this monster says, "These sheets keep falling down." Now, a sheet is a piece of cloth that covers your bed.
Right. When I go to bed, I put the sheets over me. In our lesson, the monster said the sheets kept falling down. Oh, Peter, I got it. It's a human, like you and me.
Wow. Well, this was a fun mystery, friends. I hope you enjoyed it. But right now, we need to review our key words. We can say them together.
Here's our first key word of the day. Monster. Monster. There is a scary monster under my bed.
Scared. Scared. This room is dark. I'm scared.
Human. Human. We are all human.
Shoe. Shoe. Put on your shoes.
Sheet. Sheet. Put clean sheets on the bed.
Fall. Fall. Rain is falling from the sky. All right, friends, those are the keywords. Make sure to practice. And now we can look at our lesson one more time.
It is 8 p.m. My niece calls. She says there is a monster outside her apartment. I don't believe her. She watches too many scary movies. But I walk to her house on foot. I get to my niece's door, and she opens it. She is scared.
Uncle E, thank you for coming,
she says.
Where did you see the monster?
I ask her.
I saw it at the back of the apartment building. But I didn't see it clearly. It was too dark,
she says.
It was big, and it was loud. It looked like a monster.
I go to the back of the building. I hear a noise. It is loud and scary. Then I see something big and dark. It doesn't look human. Is it a monster? The thing comes closer. Maybe my niece was right. Maybe it is a monster. I move back. Then I see something. The monster is wearing shoes, and it is speaking English.
Can you help me with this laundry?
It asks. The monster moves into the light. It is covered with a sheet.
These sheets keep falling down!
The monster says,
What? There's a monster!
A monster? Very funny, Ginger. Now, please be quiet.
But it's true! I saw a monster!
Ginger.
Oh, there it is! There's a monster!
Ooh. Ginger, relax. There's no monster.
Yes, there is. I saw it.
No, there isn't. I think you've been watching too many scary movies.
Monkey Man, I saw a monster.
Okay. What did the monster look like?
Well, I didn't see it clearly.
Was it green? Was it ugly?
It was scary.
Oh, Ginger, I'm telling you, there's no monster.
Look, Monkey Man, there it is. It's a monster.
Ginger, this isn't a monster. It's just a monkey in a sheet.
Oh, it's an ugly monkey.
Is that your mom? Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. But I have to tell you, one time there was a monster in my closet. Yes, I know. So I opened the door. It was short. It looked like a human. It was Alex. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. What was Alex doing in your closet? I don't know. All right. Well, friends, we had a fun and scary show for you today. We'll see you next time right here on... Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.